It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we're headed to the resorts.
Whoa.
You gotta love that resort lifestyle, man.
Which coast, though?
The best coast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the East Coast, because you know what? We like Walt Disney World, so forget you guys who say West Coast, Best Coast. We love East Coast, Best Coast. East Coast, Beast Coast? Is that
East
a thing?
East Coast, Beast Coast.
There we go. The Beast Coast. That's
most definitely.
That's where we're headed. And in fact, Beast is pretty on the nose, because we're going to be talking about the Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
You know, there's some beasts around there.
Sure.
So
probably some squirrels.
So you've heard that they've been, you know, working on some new stuff over at the Wilderness Lodge. They've got the new, the cabins, the villas, all that kind of stuff that they've been adding on.
Brad, are you telling normal people about Disney's best kept secret?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think you're supposed to say that out loud.
That's the fun fact. It's the best kept secret. No. The best
this
kept
episode
secret.
Brought to you by Disney Vacation Club.
That's right.
It's only the cost of a car every year to be a member.
So anyway, barring that being the fun fact, they've been doing a lot of updates to the Wilderness Lodge, adding the Copper Creek villas and cabins. Shh, best kept secret. And when they added that, they also added a new pool area, right? It's
okay.
Called the Boulder Ridge Cove Pool.
Mm-hmm. That's kind
and
of a cool name.
Yeah. So, the whole story behind it is it's a rock quarry. They abandoned it, and then it fills up with water, and boom, you've got a swimming hole. So, you know.
Oh, man, that's actually a pretty good story, too.
Exactly. Pretty nicely themed, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so, you know, it's supposed to be a rock quarry, right? Where there was a mine.
Right.
So in order to be a rock quarry with a mine, you don't just expect people to guess that kind of story, right? So you put some rocks around there. And it's supposed to, there was an active mine here at some point. So you should probably throw some mining equipment over there, right?
Sure. But maybe maybe a box with like danger explosives on it.
Something like that would work too. So the thing is though that Disney is very green or cheap, whichever one you want to call it, and they like to reuse some stuff. So you know they've got some reused stuff over at this pool. It's not all new. Some of it's a little lightly used. Do you want to guess where the lightly used stuff came from, Jeremy?
Let's see, what did they recently close that they would have some extra stiff? Ellen's Energy Adventure?
No, the Ellen, the
Are
Ellen
there dinosaurs
animatronic
there?
Did not make it. Neither did any dinosaurs. Nope, you're not even in the right park.
Hmm.
So the stuff that's there is from a place called Catastrophe Canyon.
Oh.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Disney's Hollywood Studios used to have this thing called the Backlot Tour. And, you know, in the first iteration of the Backlot Tour, they actually still had, you know, streets there because they were using it as a set. And you could go and see these different houses, and things got cut here and there. And at one point, they also had this thing called Catastrophe Canyon, where the tram would pull onto this road, and then all of a sudden this truck blows up and water comes splashing down on you and everything, showing you how the magic of the movies is made. And in Catastrophe Canyon, they had all this, you know, mining stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? If you have mining stuff and you don't have a need for Catastrophe Canyon anymore, but you need some mining stuff, it's a perfect place to get it from. So
you might as well.
That's right. So if you go to the Boulder Ridge Cove pool and you see there's like two pieces of mining equipment there. And that is actually mining equipment that originally came from the Catastrophe Canyon. So if you are a Backlot Tour fan, you could go and get your picture taken with some stuff from Catastrophe Canyon. And, you know, maybe like what you could do is you could pretend to be on a tram and then you could stop and then you could start screaming and then you wouldn't be allowed on Disney property anymore. So don't do that. But that is an option that you have. And barring that, you could just stand next to it and randomly tell people, hey, did you know this was from Catastrophe? Have you ever heard of Catastrophe Canyon? And really, really annoy people and possibly also be told that you can't be on Disney property anymore. But that's just a chance that you take when you listen to Fun Fact.
Sure.
So I think that does it for this week's Fun Fact. If you have a fun, obscure, or just interesting fact you'd like to share, you can do so at Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. On Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or, as always, at our home on the web on missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.